Good morning, good morning, good morning. We welcome you to this worship experience. Lord God, we ask that you fill this place, Lord God, this place being our hearts, Lord God, this place being our minds, Lord God. We ask that you saturate the atmosphere being this physical building. Whatever physical building you are, just begin to invoke the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. You reign. Hallelujah, Lord God. You rest, rule, and abide now and forevermore. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for being who you are. We thank you for allowing us to be in this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for being King, Lord God. And because you are King, we are victorious. Amen?
Yes. Yes.
Amen, 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 amen. Good morning. Happy Sunday morning. We are victorious. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We invite you to stand up wherever you are and sing this song of praise. Sing this song of thanksgiving. Amen? Amen.
Hail Jesus, you're my King.
Hail Jesus, you're my King.
Your life frees me to sing.
Your life frees me to sing.
I will praise you all my day.
I will praise you all my day.
You're perfect in all your ways.
You're perfect in all your ways.
Hail Jesus, you're my Lord.
Hail Jesus, you're my Lord.
I will obey your word.
I will obey your word.
I want to see your kingdom come.
I want to see your kingdom come.
Not my will, but yours be done.
Not my will, but yours be done.
Glory, glory to the Lamb.
Glory, glory to the Lamb.
You will take us into the land.
You will take us into the land.
We will conquer in your name.
We will conquer in your name.
And proclaim that Jesus reigns.
And proclaim that Jesus reigns.
Oh, hail, hail, line of Judah.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
How wonderful you are.
How wonderful you are.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
How powerful you are.
How powerful you are.
Hail, Jesus, you're my King.
Hail, Jesus, you're my King.
Your life frees me to sing.
Your life frees me to sing.
I will praise you all my day.
I will praise you all my day.
Because you're perfect in all your ways.
Perfect in all
Take
your
it up.
Ways.
Glory, glory to the Lamb.
Glory, glory to the Lamb.
You will take us into the land.
You will take us into the land.
We will conquer in your name.
We will conquer in your name.
That Jesus reigns.
And proclaim that Jesus reigns.
Oh, hail, hail, line of Judah.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
How wonderful you are.
How wonderful you are.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
How powerful you are.
How powerful you are.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
He's the lion in the tribe of Judah. He's the root and the offspring of David. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and the morning star. Oh, hail, 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 hail.
Hail, hail, lion of Judah.
How wonderful you are.
How wonderful you are.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
How powerful you are.
How powerful
Let's
break it. You are.
The lion
Hallelujah.
Of Judah
yeah.
shall break every chain
Hallelujah.
And give to us the victory again. And again, oh, oh, the lion
Thank you.
Of Judah shall break every chain and give to us the victory again and again.
Hail, hail, Dinah Judah.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you
sing it, ladies. One voice.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice
to worship you.
I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
And I lift my
voice. And I lift my voice.
To worship you.
To worship you.
Oh, my soul.
Oh, my soul.
Rejoice.
Rejoice.
Take joy, my King.
Take joy.
Hallelujah, Lord God. begin to exalt the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sing of His glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sing of His presence, Lord God. Sing of everything He's done for you, everything He's been to you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. I exalt you, Father. I exalt you for being a healer. Hallelujah. I exalt you for being a mind regulator. Hallelujah. I exalt you, Lord, for being a provider, Lord God. I exalt you for being a father when I needed a father. I exalt you for being a mother when I needed a mother. I exalt you for being a brother when I needed a brother. I exalt you for being the doctor when I needed the doctor. Hallelujah, Lord God. I exalt you for being all of who you are, Lord God. All encompassing. Hallelujah, Lord God. We exalt you for being who you are. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We will forever sing of your glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We ask that you lift your hands as we continue in worship. Hallelujah.
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 Oh, Lord, yes.
My hands are lifted up. My heart is ready to receive a blessing from you. A blessing from you. Oh, my hands are lifted up. My heart is ready to receive a blessing from you. A blessing from you.
Y'all join in.
My heart
is lifted up.
My heart is ready.
My heart is ready to
a blessing from you.
A blessing from you.
Lord, a blessing from you.
A blessing from you.
Oh, my hands are lifted.
My hands are lifted up.
My heart is open.
My heart is ready to receive
a blessing from you.
Blessing
from the Lord, make it rich, and add a no sorrow to it.
A blessing from you.
Let's stay right there.
My hands are lifted.
My hands are lifted up.
Oh, my heart is open.
My heart is ready to receive
a blessing,
Lord. A blessing from you.
Yes, open up your heart and open to it.
A blessing from you.
Let's take it out.
Say, break me, make me.
Break me, make me.
Shake me,
break
mold me.
Mold
oh,
me.
My heart
is ready to receive
a blessing from you, Lord.
A blessing from you.
A blessing from the Lord, make it rich, and add no sorrow to it.
A blessing from you.
Let's say that one more time.
Say, break me, make me.
Break me, make
shame
me.
Shame me up, Lord.
Mold me. My heart is ready to receive
a blessing from you, oh Lord.
From you.
Hey, yeah. A blessing from you.
Let's take it from the top.
Oh, my hands are lifted.
My hands are lifted up.
My heart is up and
wide
to receive. Oh,
blessing from you.
I need your blessing, Lord. I need a blessing from you. Let's take it up. My heart.
Lifted up.
blessing from you, Lord. Oh, my hands are lifted.
From you, Lord.
From you.
My heart is open. I'm ready to receive it.
From you.
A blessing of peace. A blessing of love, Lord.
From you.
Nobody can do it like you can. A blessing from you, Lord.
From you.
I'm open, yes. A blessing from you.
A blessing from you.
A blessing. I need your blessing.
Blessing from you.
Oh, my hands are lifted up.
My Lord, yes, yes.
My heart is ready to receive.
Yes.
Everything you have for me, Lord, I need it right now. I bless you, Lord. My hands are lifted, Lord. My hands are lifted, Lord. We worship you. We exalt your name. We bless you, oh Lord. We're ready. We're ready to receive. A blessing from you, a blessing from you, my heart is ready, it's ready, yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we bless you, Lord, we bless you.
My hands,
hallelujah.
My heart.
Hallelujah, Jesus. A blessing. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
A blessing.
Oh. Lord God, we do honor you in this place today. Hallelujah. And we decree and declare that every good and perfect gift, glory to God, comes down from you, the Father of lights, glory to God, in whom there is no variableness. Thank you, Jesus. No shadow of changing, glory to God. Hallelujah. We are ready to receive, glory to God. We thank you for every spiritual blessing that you blessed us with. Hallelujah. In heavenly places, thank you, Jesus. And we thank you for every blessing that you bestow upon us in our daily living. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you for this segment of the worship experience where your word is taught, where your word is preached. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you and we ask you to have mercy upon me as I stand in this sacred, hallowed place, glory to God, to proclaim in this place what thus saith you, today. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we ask you now to go before the Word, to quicken us in our innermost beings so that we can spiritually discern and receive with meekness everything that the Word is sharing with us in this place today. Holy Spirit, I thank you that as I stand to be used of you, by you, hallelujah, we ask you to stand up in my body, hallelujah. We ask you to think with my mind, to speak with my mouth, to just flow through me to say and do everything that Abba, our Father, and Jesus, our Lord and King, desires us to say and do in this place today. We thank you, Father God, that no satanic hindrance shall hinder the free flow of your word in this place today. We thank you that we are blessed, hallelujah, that is empowered, Lord, to prosper your way in Jesus' name. Father God, we honor you today that the words of our mouth and the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart are acceptable in your sight, Lord. You are our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we do pray. And all who agree with that prayer said, amen. Come on, let's bless the Lord in this place today. Come on, you can do better than that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is great, the scripture declares. Amen. And he's greatly to be praised. Amen. Have you ever been praying and you just go off somewhere? Amen. I was headed somewhere. Amen. I don't know where I was headed, but I was headed somewhere. I feel something in this place today. Amen. Something supernatural. Amen. So we bless God that he rests on us everything that he desires for us to receive in this place today. And I thank you that you are in a receptive mode, that you just lift your hands, glory to God, and tell the Lord, Lord, I receive, glory to God. I receive, Lord, whatever you're doing right now, I receive, glory to God. I receive right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ha. Oh, we bless you. Oh, Lord, we take it by faith right now. Hallelujah. We receive it by faith in Jesus' name from the top of our heads. Glory to God. To the sole of our feet. Amen. We do receive. We do receive. We do receive. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I heard some songwriters say, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ah, glory to God. I receive, Lord. I receive. Thank you for choosing me. Glory to God. Thank you for new mercies. Glory to God. And even more grace. Glory to God. That you're pouring out upon us in this place today. Thank you for more favor, glory to God. Thank you for more favor, glory to God. And we just thank you for more grace to accomplish your purpose, your destiny for our life. Not by power nor by might, but by your spirit, hallelujah, Jesus. By your spirit, hallelujah, hallelujah. By your spirit saith you, Lord, glory to God. Oh, God, lead us. Glory to God. Direct us. Cover us. Glory to God. You can see deeper in the spiritual realm than we can. Hallelujah. You know the protection that we need in this hour. Glory to God. So cover us. Protect us. Even place us in the spaces where you desire us to be. Glory to God. Unclog our spiritual ears, glory to God, so we can hear what the Spirit is saying to us, what the Spirit is saying to the church, hallelujah. The Spirit is speaking, hallelujah. The Spirit is speaking, glory to God. Thank you, Father God, that you're unclogging our spiritual hearing, glory to God, so that we can hear. Spirit is saying today, thank you, Lord God, for healing. Lord, you're mending broken pieces right now. Glory to God. You're mending broken, fragmented pieces in our lives right now. Glory to God. You're delivering some of us from evil right now. Hallelujah. From harm that was headed our way. Glory to God. You're snatching us out of that place. Glory to God. Where the harm was about to happen to us. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For your precious blood that covers us. Glory to God. Also for your precious blood that cleanses us. Glory to God. We decree and declare in this place today that by the stripes of Jesus Christ our Lord, that we are healed in our bodies, glory to God. We are made whole in our bodies in places where wholeness needs to take place, glory to God. We declare that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed in our minds. Some of our minds are fragmented, glory to God. And our minds need healing, glory to God. We thank you, Father God, that you're healing our minds, that you're making our minds whole. You can do it. Hallelujah. Somebody said that you are a heart fixer and a mind regulator. Hallelujah. The scripture declares that you hold the reins of our minds. Glory to God. So God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Oh, glory to God. We thank you that you're placing a spirit of calmness, a spirit of peace on somebody right now. Oh, God, somebody who's been in turmoil in their thinking, glory to God. Thank you, Father God, that you're placing a spirit of peace, rest on that life in the name of Jesus, on that life in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that somebody's heavy, glory to God, heavy, Lord God, we thank you that they're making an exchange right now, wherever they are, in their heart, in their hearts, in their cars, in their homes. They're making an exchange. They're exchanging that garment of heaviness for a garment of praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We praise you. 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 Hallelujah. You're filling somebody's heart right now with grace and mercy. With love, joy, peace, and kindness, glory to God. So that, and mercy, love, joy, peace, and kindness can be expressed in their living, their thinking, even in their speaking, glory to God. You're seasoning somebody's tongue with salt, with good things right now, glory to God. So that they will speak good things and not evil things, glory to God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. You're making us over. It's a process, Lord, but you're making us over. You've begun a good work in us, glory to God. And we thank you that you're bringing that work. You're bringing that work to a place of perfection, a place of completion. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord. We honor you, Lord. And we do receive in this place today every blessing. Lord, you're and somebody's thinking, you're ordering their steps right now. You're ordering their steps right now. You're giving them direction right now. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. They were confused about something, Lord. Yeah. Like you do so many times to me, you're bringing clarity to their thinking right now. Glory to God. You're speaking. Somebody say to the spirit, but you're speaking directly to the mind right now of some individual right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. 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 Thank you. Thank you. And they'll be able to realize, know, recognize, be aware of, perceive the fact that you've worked the change in their hearts, in their minds by what they speak. By what they say, by what they do from this point forward. Glory to God. Grace, Lord. You give it more grace. Glory to God. Your word declares you give it more grace. Glory to God. You resist the proud, but you give it more grace. Glory to God. To the humble. To the humble. Glory to God. Oh, we thank you. Oh, glory to God. Jesus. Hallelujah. You alone are worthy, Jesus, of all the glory, Jesus. You alone are worthy, Jesus, of all the praise, Jesus. You alone are worthy, Jesus, of all the honor. Bless Jesus, your holy name. I will bless Jesus. Jesus, I will bless Jesus, your holy name. Jesus, I will bless. I will bless Jesus, your holy name. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we thank you that you create within us clean hearts. Hallelujah. That you renew within us right spirits in this place today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I will bless you, Lord, at all times. Your praise will continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. So we lift our hands, Jesus, as we lift our hearts. As we offer up, Jesus, this praise unto your name. So we lift, glory, hallelujah, Jesus. So we lift our hands, Jesus, as we lift our hearts, as we offer up this praise unto your name. Hallelujah. Put your hands together today in this place. Come on, wherever you are, come on, come on. Come on, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Surely the Lord is in this place. Hallelujah. Surely the Lord is in this place. Glory to God. This is none other, glory to God. Thank you so much. This is none other, hallelujah, than the house of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah. 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 Wonderful God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, yes. Wonderful counselor. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Some real noise. Come on, praise.
Hallelujah. 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 Come on, let's give God your best praise in this place today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. We say good morning to Friendship this morning. Ushers, you may be seated. Ushers, you may be seated. Amen. Good morning to Friendship. Good morning to...
Auntie, is that you out there? It's good to see you, baby. You're looking great. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I guess I need to stay focused. I'm about to say amen. We say good morning to everybody that's joining us by way of social media, by way of teleconferencing. It's good to be here today. Amen. 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 The scripture declares that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Somebody say liberty. I believe that the Spirit of the Lord is here this morning, and there's been some liberty. Someone has been freed in some places today. Amen. So we honor God for what He has done and what He is doing in this place right now. For the sake of time today, I won't rehearse a lot about what we talked about last week from our scripture lesson, amen. But I will remind us that we did talk a little bit about predisposed thinking. Somebody say amen. And I hope that you were blessed by the teachings last week, amen. So that we can stay somewhat on our time, open your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 23, verse number 7a, or follow us on your devices to Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7a. We're still in our series of teachings, and if I veer off to the right or to the left, just know the Holy Spirit is leading me. Somebody say amen. We're still in our teachings on unhealthy. I'm sorry, I like to start with the positive. Healthy and unhealthy mindsets or attitudes. Amen. Healthy and unhealthy mindsets and attitudes. Amen. Today we will be in part three. Somebody said part three of our teachings from this series. And today's teaching will be part three of the lesson entitled Thoughts. Somebody say Thoughts. Thoughts concerning thinking, learning, and customs. Thoughts concerning thinking, learning, and customs. Amen. Customs simply means our traditional way of doing things, or our regular way of doing things. Amen. I talked a lot about that. We've given you a lot of things to think about by way of different thoughts and learnings that we have experience in the earth realm. Amen. And I think I'm going to get done with this today. I'm not sure, but we're in part three. If I have a part four, somebody said part four. We're in part three of our lesson entitled Thoughts on Thinking, Learning, and customs. Just want to give you some things to think about as it relates to our thinking, some of the things that we have learned, and some of the ways that we do things, amen. Some of us do everything just right. All right. Some of us do some things right, some things wrong, amen. For those of us that are still in the on the avenue or freeway of doing things wrong, these lessons should appeal to us. Somebody say amen. I'm in that boat. I'm on that avenue or in that lane that still does things wrong, amen. And I know a lot of times that wrong stuff doing, if you will, if you can receive that type of grammar, that wrong stuff doing comes out of my wrong thinking. I've been in warfare for the last 2 weeks. I'm able to handle it a little bit better now, baby. You didn't even know I was there. I've been in warfare for the last couple of weeks. I think it has everything to do with this teaching or these teachings. Somebody say amen. I don't know whether or not you understand it or not. Warfare takes place in our minds. Amen. Warfare takes place in our thinking. Somebody say amen. Whether it's warfare with the devil and his imps or warfare with our physical, and I'll use sinful nature for today, sinful nature, that warfare takes place in our mind. Somebody say amen. Here's how it happens. Somebody say, here's how it happens. Here's how it happens. Okay, I'm getting tongue-tied. Here is how it happens. The devil places thoughts in our minds. How he does it, I don't know, but I know he do it. Amen. He places thoughts in our mind. And it don't always just happen at that period of time when you're thinking. But in a lot of instances, he's placed his thoughts in our minds from the day that we came into the world, amen. And at the right time, those thoughts come back up, amen. And they war against the good in our mind, amen. Well, they war against the good that we desire to do, amen. Sometimes we win, hallelujah. Sometimes we lose. Somebody said, yeah. It's according to where you are. Or where we are in our walk with the Lord, amen. Sometimes I try so hard. Yeah, I'm learning now. I'm really learning. I try so hard not to do the things that I'm thinking. But sometimes I find myself doing those things that I think I wouldn't do. Somebody say amen. I try so hard not to do those things sometimes that I'm thinking. Sometimes the desire is on me so strong until the next thing I know I'm in the place where I thought I wouldn't be, amen. So Paul says when he desired to do good, evil was present, amen. Sometimes when I think to do good, amen, evil thoughts are present. Sometimes I lose out to that thinking, if you will. I heard myself saying to the Lord the other day, I was saying it spirit. I wasn't saying it out loud. I was saying, Lord, now I know how these folks feel who has these addictions that are hard to kick. Amen. They want to kick them, Valerie, but they are on them. The vice is on them so strong until they oftentimes give in to the vice. My mind is made up. I'm not going to do it again. But that thought gets on me so strong. And the lust that comes along with it. Until I sometimes give in to it. Amen. My desire is to do good. I want to do good all the time. Amen. I like to cuss just then. Amen. but evil is present. I want to cast down every thought, every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God or what I know concerning the Word of God, but oftentimes I lose. The flesh and the spirit are at war in me, and sometimes the flesh wins, amen. Even though I always want the spirit to win. I'm in a flesh body. A righteous spirit lives in a flesh body. A born-again righteous spirit live in a flesh body. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit, amen, lives in a flesh body. Amen. The Bible says he lives right here in my belly. Amen. And even though he's there and he's the most powerful. Amen. I give in to the wrong thoughts. I can say that I'm a human being. Thought I was going to do it all right. Last week when I started out, somewhere during the middle of the week, that thought got too strong on me. Somebody said, I almost gave up. No, I gave up. But I don't condemn myself because I know, somebody said, I get new mercies every day. Amen. Every day. I get a chance to do it over again every day. Amen. Somebody told me one time, why don't you condemn yourself when you mess up? God don't condemn it. There's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. And if I condemn myself, he's stronger than my condemnation. Amen. He'll bring me up out of that condemnation. So I don't wallow in it. I don't condemn myself for doing it. Glory to God. But I get up and start again. I got new mercies, amen. I confess it, glory to God. Ask God to forgive me. I want to repent, glory to God. But sometimes I just don't get it right the first time. But I bless God for another chance. Somebody say another chance. And another chance. Can I help you today? As long as I'm breathing. There's opportunity for change or for another chance. Amen. Yes, sir. I've been guilty of judging people. I'm learning not to be judgmental. Or maybe so judgmental anymore. Because I don't know what's going on in the person. That I might disagree with their behavior. Amen. I'm learning to pray for them. I'm learning to ask the Lord to help them come out of whatever that is they're in. Even stronger than that, I'm learning to ask the Lord to help them in their thinking. Amen. Because I understand in most cases, unless it's habitual, somebody say habitual. Habitual things you do sometimes without thinking about it. I mean, it's just what you do. Amen. But in most cases, your habit, habitual habit, in most cases, you know, we have time to think about things before we do them. Amen. So I say to the Lord, Lord, help their thinking. Like I say to the Lord about me sometimes, Lord, help my thinking. Help my thinking. Because I understand, I hear that, Lord. In most cases, my behavior comes out of my thinking. Good or bad, amen. I want to encourage you this morning, if I don't get any further with this, to invite the Lord or petition the Lord. One day last week, I found myself going against something that I've taught in the past that you don't have to beg the Lord for nothing. I found myself begging the Lord. Amen. And that scripture, in Jesus' teaching, where I'm justified in begging, I found myself begging the Lord to help my thinking. Because my thinking was carrying me in directions that was contrary to him. And then I think biblically about men and women in the Bible. And the Bible says it's not wise to compare yourself with others, amen. But you can look at others and see some resemblances. Somebody say amen. I found myself thinking that there was no perfect individual in Scripture except Jesus Christ, amen. And he was a seed of righteousness. He wasn't a seed of sinful man, amen. He was No, he was the sin. I mean, not the sin, but the seed, if you will. Amen. What I'm saying is, no sperm, no human sperm and egg came together for him. Amen. There was an egg, but the seed was perfect. It was righteous. It was of the Holy Ghost. It was of God. Amen. He was tempted in every area like we are, but he didn't sin. Somebody say he didn't sin. He didn't sin. So I'm learning. While I hold myself, I don't know how this got to be about me. While I hold myself, while I hold myself or say to myself sometimes that you ought to do better, you ought to always strive for excellence. You ought to always strive for the best in your conduct, in your thinking, and how you treat people, etc., etc. Now I realize somebody said that that they were a work still in progress. I realize now I'm more cognizant of the fact now that I'm still a work in progress. I'm still a work in progress. So now when I miss it, I don't beat myself up today like I did yesterday. I might have to go and apologize to some folks. I have to apologize to my wife a lot, because in a lot of areas I miss it with her, and I have to say I'm sorry, forgive me, and all those things. And it takes some humility to do that. Somebody say amen. But sometimes you get tired of apologizing, especially when you keep messing up. Amen. But the right thing to do is to be sincere in your thinking as it relates to apology, and ask for forgiveness from the people or persons that you have wronged. Amen. So your pastor is confessing that he's learning that he ain't all that he thought he was. Amen. Listen to me. While I strive for excellence in my thinking and in my behavior, I sometimes miss it. Amen. You know, I might miss it more than I want to confess to you. Amen. But I do sometimes miss it. Amen. And I think this series is so important to us, because the Lord wants us to look at our behaviors, our actions, our customs, the way that we do things on a regular basis, and see what we're thinking when the negative part of those things occur. And then consider what change you need to make in your thinking. Somebody say amen. I told you, and here again, I don't know where all this is going to go. It looked like it might be a part 4 and 5 of this, amen, because I hadn't got it yet. I told you that a few weeks ago that I was dreaming about my past a lot. And at the end of the day, when the Lord finally helped me to understand why I was dreaming about my past, and it was because he wanted me to look beyond my past and look at the way that I was prior to my environment contaminating me, I had no idea of the type of, contaminating that my environment had done to me. Somebody say amen. I said all that to say, sometimes you need to take a look at who's impacting your thinking. You need to take a look at what's impacting your thinking, or we need to take a look at what's impacting and who is impacting our thinking. Amen. And I say this very gingerly this morning, because people don't like for you to tell them what to do. I say this very genuinely this morning. You might want to consider your company that you're keeping. Amen. I was reading a couple of weeks ago, and I ran across this very wise man. His name is just like it always is. When you're looking for something, you can't find it. Amen. His name is W. Clement. Where is his last name? His name is W. Clement Stone. And he was, at one point, I think he's deceased, he was a philanthropist. He was a person who wrote a lot of self-help books. And I thought that this quote would be good to help us as it relates to, I didn't read the scriptures, did I? We won't read them. As it relates to our oriented way of thinking. And I'll talk about that just a little bit more in a few minutes. Okay, we will read the scriptures because the Lord says so. Amen. Here's the quote. He says, be careful the environment you choose. For it will shape you. Be careful the environment that you choose because it will formulate your character. It will formulate the way that you think. And ultimately, Val, it will formulate the way that I behave. Somebody say amen. He says, be careful, and this is choice. Somebody say choice. I realize some people don't have a choice in their environment, amen. But I also realize a lot of us do have choice in the environment, sound a little bit redundant, that we choose, amen. He says, be careful of the environment you choose, for it will shape you. Listen to what he says next. He says, be careful the friends you choose, for you will become like them. Be careful the friends that you choose, because you will become like them. Somebody say amen. My friend circle is small and getting smaller. If you follow me anywhere, I'm friendly with everybody. I'm friendly with everybody. Somebody told me, you're just so friendly with everybody. I like to be friendly with everybody. But I choose my friends very carefully. Somebody said, if you are the smartest folks in your circle, you might want to choose another circle, amen. Because you always want to be attached to people who can help you, build you, promote you, help you to become better, help you to become all that you can be. Amen. So if you can choose your environment, you might want to choose a positive environment. Our environments are or do consist of scenery, what we see. Our environments also consist of influences or people that impact our thinking or our and behavior. Somebody say amen. So while you can be friendly with everybody, I promise you none of this is in my notes. I'm just following the Holy Ghost. While you could be friendly with everybody, you need to be very selective about the friends that you choose. Somebody say amen. You remember I told you a couple of weeks ago that scripture says, 1 Corinthians 15:33, that evil company corrupts good manners. You can start out good, have good habits, practices, and behaviors, and hang out with evil company long enough, and it will corrupt your good ways of doing things. Amen. I hear it again. While I'm friendly with almost everybody, I'm going to almost now. While I'm friendly with almost everybody, I choose my friends very carefully. I'm selective about who I hang out with. As a matter of fact, if you really know me, the bulk of the hanging out I do is with my family. I hang out with my family because if I mess up with them, they love me enough to forgive me. And then we have very meaningful conversations. We have conversations that's going to help us get better. Conversations that's going to help us build. Most of us are learned in some areas. Some of us are still learning in almost all types of areas, amen. So when we get together, we can share meaningful things that will help us to grow personally. Somebody say personally. Let me throw this out real quick. There's at least 7 areas that you need to work on growing or maturing in all the time. One is marriage and family. One is, I want to see what I want to put them in. The other one is finance. The other one is profession. If you're still in the same place in your profession as it relates to your thinking and the way that you do your profession that you were 10 years ago, you might want to look at growing in your profession. Another one is personal growth. Somebody say personal growth. Not growth this way like I'm doing now, amen, but my thinking ought to expand in areas as it relates to my personal life, amen. Another one is physical growth. Not me getting larger, but me getting healthier. Does that make sense to you? The other is social. Somebody say social. I need to be growing in the folks that I hang out with. I mean, I don't still hang out with all the guys that smoke dope. Because I don't smoke dope no more, amen. I don't hang out with all the guys that get drunk. That's not my form of living or entertainment anymore, amen. I think about money. how I can be a better investor. How I can save more money. So I want to hang around folks who's doing well in that area, amen. I think about growing in my marriage with my wife. So I want to hang around folks who's doing that pretty well, as far as I can see, amen. I try to choose my social circle based upon where I want to go personally and even spiritual, which the last one would be spiritual. Somebody say spiritual. I probably don't listen to the same preachers that I listened to 10 years ago. I got one in particular that I love to listen to every day. He challenged my thinking. He brings clarity to some of the things that I thought I understood, but I needed to understand better. Amen. I choose socially, even in my spiritual life, based upon where I want to go spiritually. Does that make sense? So even though I'm friendly, yes, sir, to everybody, I choose my friends. I hear that very carefully. Me, my friends are my choice. My friends are my choice. I don't have to let people choose me anymore, glory to God. Because there are some people that would choose me. I might necessarily not want to be their friends, amen. I can treat them friendly. I can associate with them. But I might not want them in my circle of friends, amen. So I choose my friends. Years ago, I used to let my friends choose me. And I'll either go up or down to their standards, amen. But now I choose my friends. So I'm friendly with everybody, Jeremy. But I choose my friends very carefully. Does that make sense to you? Because I know the impact that friends have on you. I told you when I first went to high school, man, I was academically inclined. By my senior year, I graduated with honors. But I don't know what I was so well not when I graduated. Amen. I don't. I learned to do so many things in high school that were not conducive to
to how I thought when I got there. I can't remember whether I was in a good place or a bad place in some areas. Amen. So now I choose my friends very carefully, very wisely. Now this is what I'm going to do in closing. I'm going to read the scripture because the Holy Ghost told me to read it. Amen. And I hope some has been said, Terica, to make sense to us, to help us. Terica is a lawyer by profession. I bet that she don't hang out with any lawyer. I talk to Terica on a regular basis, and her brother about to be a lawyer too. I told him yesterday before I left, they are smart lawyers. They can represent me, amen. Okay, if I'm right or wrong, amen. Because as smart as they are, if I'm wrong, they might be able to help me get out the jam, amen, and give me a chance to do it over again. Somebody say amen. I'm sure she didn't totally get that way by her own thinking. I'm sure she chose some lawyer friends or even read some lawyer's work that could elevate her thinking, if you will. Somebody say amen. I feel the Lord telling me to say this again. I'm friendly with everybody, but I choose my friends very carefully. Somebody say amen. Let's look at the three foundational scriptures. Now, the Lord started healing and delivering this morning. I knew someone's going to go different. Amen. Lord, you make me happy. You know, when people do things contrary to the way you want to do, you make me sick. No, Lord, you make me happy. Because you know which way you want to go. Amen. It's up to me to follow. I choose to follow. I said I choose. It's my choice, amen. I can go contrary and get my results. Drop my results, amen. I choose to follow him so we can get his. Yeah. Proverbs 23:7-8. As I close. And I thought I was going to talk to you about oriented thinking this morning, but it don't look like I'm going to get there. It's important. I thought I was going to be able to talk to you about culture this morning, but I didn't get there today. It's important. Do you know some people think that they were born the way that they behave? I think black because I was born thinking black. No, you wasn't. No, you wasn't. Your environment shaped that thinking. And we gotta look at that because a lot of people think they can't change cultural habits. But you can. Especially if they're not conducive to good living. You can change. I see you thinking. I see you thinking. We'll talk about it later. But I see you thinking. Especially if they're not conducive. We talk a lot. Especially if they're not conducive to good living, you can change your cultural habits. I noticed one day, when I was in one culture, I thought one way. When I moved to a different culture, I began to think a little differently. And I began to learn, oh, my culture of thinking can change. I moved from one business culture to another business culture. When I moved from one business culture to another business culture, guess what? My way of thinking started adapting to that culture. I learned that my cultural habits, my cultural thinking can change. We need to discuss that. Because some of y'all said, I've always been this way. I can't change. I was born this way. Not necessarily. I used to see people doing evil things and they say, God made me that way. And I used to think way back then, I don't think so. I think something else made you that way. Amen. We need to talk about that. I want to talk about it now, but I'll be on the wrong side. Amen. We need to talk about that. Jeremy, will you please help me by taking me to Proverbs 23:7-8 so I can close? I ain't asked y'all nothing. I thought I was talking to Jeremy. Thank y'all. Thank Jeremy. Amen. Listen what the scripture says. I saw it up there. I was just cutting up. For as he, Jeremy looking at Michael like, no, he did. But yes, I did. Amen. Y'all that's listening, y'all probably not know Jeremy and Michael, but they play a very important part of this ministry being seen by way of Facebook and other, in other areas every Sunday. Somebody say amen. They probably the heartbeat to all that. Somebody say amen. For as, the scripture says, for as he thinks in his heart. So is he, just in case this is the last message on thoughts, on thinking, learning, and customs, you need to always remember, this is good. Your quality of thinking determines your quality of living. Your quality of thinking determines your quality of living. Okay, let me put myself in there. Our quality of thinking, Brenda, determines our quality of living. As a man thinketh in his heart, guess what? He is what he thinks. She is what she thinks. Somebody say amen. Proverbs 27, what is it? Is it 19 or 9? I hear you loud and clear, Lord. Is it 27:19, Jeremy? That's it, Jeremy. Thank you. As in water, glory to God, face reflects face. So a man's heart reveals the man, or what the man is thinking, what the man is feeling, what the man is choosing to do, reveals who the man or woman really is. Does that make sense to you? I talk too much sometimes. I think I choose to do it. Based upon, I think I got something to say, amen. But I can choose not to talk so much by holding back on what I'm thinking. I used to teach this a long time ago before I even knew that scripture. I could tell what you're thinking if I could watch it long enough. I remember when I used to be in the club all the time. And we used to dance to certain songs. And then I remember when we used to be looking forward to going to the club. It was about midweek. I find myself thinking, payday is Friday. I'm going to the club and I'd be thinking, just got paid Friday night. Just got paid. Because I'm leading up to going to the club. Friday night. Then sometimes I'll be shaking, just got paid. Because I'm thinking about going to the club, amen. Because that's what I did, amen. And then I changed my thinking. And I didn't think about that song no more until this morning. Because I don't think about going to the club no more. I think about now when I get paid going to the bank. Putting some money up, amen. Yeah. Investing some money. That's what I think about getting paid now. Because I want my money to pay me. I might be talking to the right folks. I'm not sure, amen. So I think differently. The last scripture, 3 John 2. If I'm going to ever be successful, if I'm going to ever succeed at what I'm reaching for, my way of thinking got to change. My soul has to change. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper, may. The opportunity is there. The possibility is there. I think I'm getting on y'all nerves, amen. But love, I pray that you may prosper, be successful. God wants his people successful in every area of our lives, amen. I don't know where some of this teaching come from. I think we see some things in scripture and make doctrines out of it, amen. God said, go through the valley. Go through the valley. Somebody say through the valley. Well, Job persevered, so he went through his situations, amen. He came out blessed on the other end. I don't know whether or not you read the end, amen. He went through some things, amen. He didn't get stuck in there. God intended for him to be successful even as he went through. Joseph went through some things, amen. He got thrown in the pit. He got thrown in jail. He went through those places, and then his ending was prosperous because he was resilient. Success don't mean that you won't have no fall downs. Success don't mean that you won't have no difficult situations. I went through the hood before I came out the hood, amen. And I don't know how hood get to be a negative terminology. But I went through some places before I got to better places, if you will, amen. And I'm just beginning to understand that God wants the best that this world, that this earth has to offer for me, amen. It always thought that way. I was reading something. I'm trying to close, but I got 6 minutes. I was reading something this week. Because I'm always trying to read something. Because I'm trying to work on my personal growth. And I called my wife. And I said, baby, listen to this. I don't remember exactly what it read. But now I do. And it said, if you had all the resources that you needed, if you had all the money, that might be just a little off, that you wanted, if you had all the people working for you that you wanted and needed, what would you do with that? I called my wife and asked her. She said, I would help people to do better. I would help people to prosper. I would help people to reach their goals. I would help people to get over the hump. Never did she say she'd do anything for herself. She said, I pay the house off. I get me a new car. I'll update my wardrobe. Never did she say that she would do anything for herself. Her thoughts were all about helping somebody else. Well, where's our thinking? When I read it, my first thought was to help somebody to reach their goals. And when she got through sharing, I said, babe, we're thinking the same way. We're in a place where God can bless us with a lot. Because our thinking is we're going to help somebody. Some folks just need a little push, a little monetary push to get back on solid footing. Sometimes we can't help them because we don't have what we need to help them with. Amen. So what is your thinking about helping folks? If you had everything you wanted, Erica, would you hoard it? Would you be like the barn-building fool in Luke chapter 12? His crop, God bless his crop, to yield plentifully, amen. And he thought to himself, what am I going to do with all this? I know what I'll do. I'll build bigger barns and store up all myself, all my stuff. He said, I'll eat, drink, and be merry. Amen. The Bible said that night his soul was required of him. He died. Who ended up with all his stuff? He never thought once about giving anybody anything. It was all about me, myself, and I. So where's our thinking with stuff? Last scripture. Maybe you never, as long as I've been knowing you, I remember when I got put in jail. You were trying to give me some money to get out. I've been to jail. I ain't shame of it. I didn't go back after I got out. And she tried to tell me 2 times. I went 1 time. For 2 hours. That's it. You heard it enough. For 2 hours. She was trying to help me get out of jail. She's never been self-centered. Always thought about others. So, Lord, can I read this last scripture and quit? 3 John 2. 2 hours in Birmingham City Jail. Then I end up going back to jail, but I was a chaplain. I went in and came out, amen. They locked the door, they had to unlock it when I got ready to leave, amen. The first time they locked it, I couldn't get out of there. I didn't want to stay in that kind of situation, amen. Oh, anyway, maybe not talking about people, amen. Got out of there. That's right, I chose not to do it no more. In the behavior that got me there, I chose not to do that behavior anymore. The first thought I had, I'm gonna tell y'all the whole story now. I went to jail for writing bad checks. When I got out of jail, you did something wrong too. I'm talking to the folks who's looking, amen. Don't look at me with that tone of voice, amen. When I first got out of there, my first thought was, I ain't gonna never write another check in my life. Then I thought about it. You need to conquer this thing. If I bounce another check, I didn't do it intentionally. The first one I bounced intentionally. I know I ain't had no money in there when I wrote them checks. But I wanted what I wanted at the time. But I learned. And then I read the scripture, I'm more than a conqueror. I'm trying to close. Instead of you letting the thing beat you, you beat it. That's a word to somebody. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health. Just. You know how we say just like? Just like your soul prospers. Or just as your soul prospers. You won't prosper or have good success or be in health unless you prosper in your thinking, your feeling, and your choosing. You have to prosper in your thinking, your feeling. You know, we feel some kind of way sometimes, but it ain't no facts to it. Our feelings got to learn up with facts. In our thinking, in our feeling, and in our choosing. Somebody say amen. I don't know what all I said today. I can't rehearse next week, amen. But I pray that something was said that will help us. Not only our Christian journey, but in our daily living. In our daily living. Is there anything else, Lord? Amen. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for your liberating word that sets us free indeed. We honor you. We thank you. We bless you. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise for all things. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody ought to make this confession. Free at last! Hallelujah. Free at last. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm free at last. Thank you. If you're listening to us or watching us by way of social media today and you need Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, there are some instructions in the comment section that says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. Amen. The scripture is true. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, salvation, deliverance from the power of sin, deliverance from sin, deliverance from death, hell, and the grave, and deliverance
from so many other things. Belongs to you deliverance from the kingdom or the dominion of Satan into the kingdom of Jesus Christ belongs to you. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart, in Jesus' name. If you're watching us by way of social media, and you desire to give to this portion of God's kingdom, Friendship Christian Church Ministries, there are instructions on how to give to this ministry in the comment section. All you have to do is follow the directions. And give. Amen. 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 Children's Church is about to start in about 3 minutes. If you have children, or if there are children watching us that desire to be fed the Word of God on their level, Children's Church Ministry, the Friendship Christian Church Children's Church Ministry, Chosen, begins at 11:30 a.m. Right now we do Children's Church only by way of Zoom. The Zoom meeting number is 832-3475-6582. 832-3475-6582 is the Zoom ID number. And the password is 680-632. Again, that's 680-632. Bible study. We do Bible study by way of Facebook Live, Zoom, and teleconferencing each week for each Wednesday beginning at 6:45 p.m. Our Zoom ID number is 825. Cheryl, is that in the comment section too? You can look in the comment section and get this information. 825-199-7060 is the Zoom ID number. And our password is FCCM, all lowercase. Case letters 1238, and you can join us by way of teleconferencing. Our teleconference number is 1-800-697-4304. Again, that's 1-800-697, is that right, 4304, and the access code is 205-261-4921. Again, that's 205-261-4921. Amen. Now, I have to have oral surgery on my mouth on Wednesday. This time it's only one tooth. Last time it was steady because I couldn't talk. Amen. Hopefully, I'll be able to share on Wednesday night. If I can't, we'll send out something by way of Facebook of our calling post. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. I might talk my wife into teaching. Somebody say amen. 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 Well, that's all I have for today. I hope, again, that something was said to help you in your living, to bless you in your thinking, and to cause you to prosper, or cause you to prosper, us to prosper the way that God desires us to prosper in this earth realm. I love you. Pray God's blessings upon you. Pray that he keep you, give you his peace. And I pray that you practice safety every day of your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye-bye.